First Shaila, as we get a rein to the Alochas of Shavuos, what everyone asks is if you're allowed to shave tomorrow or not. I want to shtickle more to be marchiv the Indian is Tzavos, Rabbi Yudha Chosid, is Rav Shabbos, is Tiris of Mishneh Berurah, Rav Moshe, Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rav Eliashiv. I want the shtickle to make seder in the inyonim. I think it's an inyon omum that is a lot of times different shittas in it. We'll try to misadol the inyonim ke seder. In Shulchan Aruch and Tzimen Tov Tzadi Gimel, Yesh noyagim liistaper b'rosh chodesh iyor v'tosu b'yodom. Hagoy, מי הוא בארבע מקוימס נוהגים להסתפר עד ראש חודש עיר? ואויסו, לא יסתפרו מלגבוימר ואילך. This is the people that keep the second half of sphere, like they call it. שנוהגים להסתפר עד ראש חודש עיר, אויסו לא יסתפרו מלגבוימר ואילך. אף על פי שמותו להסתפר בלגבוימר. אויסו שנוהגים להסתפר מלגבוימר ואילך, So this is what is called the two minhagim of sphira. The first minhag is, but the first sphira, where people keep the first part, means they don't shave, they don't make these spiras from the beginning till like ba'omer, like medaled ba'omer. The people keep the second half till Rosh Chodesh Iyar, they shave. From Rosh Chodesh Iyar, they keep till the end. But like ba'omer, they're allowed to. Yeah, it's a shaila if a person could switch a minhag from one to the other. Rav Moshe was the one that was more noted that you could switch. That is the inyan to keep an amount of days. Amol hazeh and amol hazeh. And everyone knows the minhag Yerushalayim is that you keep both parts. Yesh noyagim. The minhag Yerushalayim, they kept both parts. Say it. So the people that keep the first part and they're ready shaving, so the first part we'll be speaking now is not negah to them. But the people that keep the second part, so they have to keep from Rosh Chodesh Iyar, biz Chag HaShavuos. Zog the Mishneh Berurah, Tov Tzadik Gimel. Va'oysom lo yistapru milagboimar ve'elach. Rotzo lo imar ad Shavuos Mamesh. Ad Shavuos Mamesh. Ve'hinei. Even that this was the minhag vayistes by the Chofetz Chaim, they kept the second part, and no one took a haircut till Shavuos. Bebedinoseinu, in Radin, haminhag lisa v'liistaper b'shloishis v'me'agbole. The minhag was, already before that, in the Magen Avraham tzeit, the Primogodim, that they took haircuts in shloishis v'me'agbole, that in this year it will be Sunday, Monday. Alkin masik haMagen Avraham, the tzorich liizor shel elisa v'liistaper b'ashnei yomim shel Rosh Chodesh Iyar. So b'meile, if you're planning to take haircuts in shloishis v'me'agbole, so you're missing from the 33 days, so in the two first days of Rosh Chodesh, also to not take haircuts, what people are makbid take. So like this, you will have 33 days. So this helps for 2 days. V'gam b'rishon shel yom agbole b'boiker, only to shave in the morning, that you have mikzas ayoyim kekulay. Al yedei ze yushlam lamed gimel yoyim. Vekosav achay odom shechein aminei bekilekdei shavilne. Shenoyagim beisu derosh chodesh iyor ad gimel sivan baboike. So this is the main meaning that the people keep the second half. Most people that keep the second half, they start to take haircuts and shloshis imeakbole. ויש מקוימס שנוהגים להוקל בראש חודש עיר ובלג באוימה ובראש חודש סיוון עד שבועס. Some people, even though they keep the second half, they're not makpid not to take haircuts in ראש חודש עיר and in לג באוימה, and from ראש חודש סיוון till שבועס they also take haircuts. ובניונים אלו יתפוס כל אחד כפי מנהג מקוימס. Everyone has to follow his minhag. So, it's two groups of people. Some group of people that they keep the second half, shloishis me'agbole, they don't keep. And some people already from Rosh Chodesh. Zog nishar atziyun. Ach loy eida. Bevur min ein motzo aminig azem mokrim lehakel biyoim beis. Rosh Chodesh yichel sa eili ketog. But the second day, if Chodesh Sivan, this year it's Shabbos, it's not Negev, Rosh Chodesh is Friday. I don't understand what is the mokrim. Rosh Chodesh is eilik. Shloish simi agbole is eilik. But so the answer is, Shteit in Poiski is Maneinu, that we know that Beis Sivan is Yom HaMiyuchas, is the Yom that Klal Yisrael said, Naaseh V'Nishma, but later, this is, everyone has to take it, this is the day of Kabbalah Zateire, it's called Yom HaMiyuchas, so you have Rosh Chodesh is Friday, Shabbos is Yom HaMiyuchas, Yom Sh'omru B'Naaseh V'Nishma, and then it was Shloish Simi Agbole. So Yom HaMiyuchas, Efshom, we take a haircut for the Yom HaMiyuchas. So, before Rabbi Yudah Chosi, so now we go back to our this year, Lamarshal. People that are keeping the second half. So some people we said the minig is that they take hirkas Rosh Chodesh. From Rosh Chodesh Sivan, they don't keep the second half. Second half by them stops on Rosh Chodesh Sivan. So the people that keep the second half and take hirkas in Rosh Chodesh Sivan, so these people could take a hirkat Friday. Behelem Rabbi Yudah Chosi the minute. Be'elem Rabbi Yudah Chosid. They could take a haircut Friday. But people that keep the second half, but in the second half they don't take haircuts in Rosh Chodesh. They only makpid to take haircuts from Shloish Yisimei Agbole. So l'chura, the time that they will have to take a haircut this year, it will be from Sunday. So l'chura, the heter is to take a haircut only from Sunday. Kum de prime godim. Zog the Prima Godim, we learned a couple of weeks ago, that if like Boimer is Sunday, like this year, you could take a haircut Friday. So Zog the Prima Godim, if you could take a haircut Friday, so the Prima Godim says, you could take a haircut and this Friday also. I want to tell you on what the Prima Godim spoke. The meaning of the Prima Godim was to keep the second half, but to start to take haircuts from Rosh Chodesh. So he's talking in a case that Rosh Chodesh is Sunday. And he lets ready to take a haircut 2 days before Rosh Chodesh. Im chol Rosh Chodesh Sivan b'yom Rishon. Mutar להסתפר ביום שישי שלפונוב לא עשו מנהג עם היתר מראש חודש. כשם שמותר להסתפר ביום שישי כשלגבוהים מחל ביום ראשון. ולא יודעתי זוג דפרימי גודים, טיימה של הפרי חודש שאוסו להסתפר ביום שישי כשראש חודש עיר חל ביום ראשון שלאחר. So no, people that normally in the second half take haircuts in the Friday in Rosh Chodesh, so they don't have a shaila this year. They could take a haircut on Friday. Chutz from Rabbi Yudah Chosi, that we'll speak in a second, there's a tzavoya from Rabbi Yudah Chosi not to take haircuts in Rosh Chodesh. But on tzavoya is Rabbi Yudah Chosi. But the people that keep Shloish Tzimei Agbole, so l'chura by them it's only Sunday. But they have a prime godim. That he says, as even like Boimer, we said a couple of weeks ago, that if Rosh Chodesh is like Boimer, if like Boimer is Sunday, you could take a haircut Friday. So the same zach, if Rosh Chodesh, and who adin Shloish Tzimei Agbole, it's the same zach, are Sunday, the Pri Chodesh is Chodesh. Why the Prima Godim is not right? What is the Pshat in the Pri Chodesh that said that it's also like Baima, we said that it's Mutar. What is the difference? Nire, Rosh Chodesh Sivan, Vadai Lotzot Kudifri Pri Chodesh. That's exactly the Prima Godim, the Pri Chodesh, the Chochma Shleime. Why? It's not right from like Baima. Why? In like Baima, if you don't take a haircut Friday before like Baima, if you will not take a haircut Friday before like Baima, so you can't take a haircut. So when you take a haircut, also next Shabbos you will not take a haircut. Maybe you'll take a haircut like Boimer. Maybe you'll forget. So what'll be if you forget like Boimer? So then it'll be 2 weeks covered Shabbos. But here, if you don't take a haircut this Friday, next Shabbos you can take a haircut. Shavuos you'll take a haircut. I'll read the Lashon of Chochma Shleimer. Then he's died in here, but Rosh Chodesh Sivan vada le tzot kudivra prime godim. They in raim like boimer. Dasam came lo im stapa be like boim yochol istapa rachakach le Shabbos abo velekach chashash nivul beis Shabboses. Be like boim ratz mechashin lo inze. Ubifrad bizoyenu li stapa be like boim kshelo istapa be erev Shabbos. Spoke about it last week. Aber berosh chodesh Sivan came in the efshar legaleach achakach lezman meru be lechashin lo inze. What is the tzad of the prima godim? Zog the Shmir Shabbos and Rav Moshe is meramezet. Now we said last week that the Kovet Shabbos, it's not that they were matir to take a haircut Friday before Shabbos for Shabbos. The reason they said that it's Kovet Shabbos to take a haircut, because if you take a haircut Sunday, everyone is going with his beards for Shabbos. Sunday everyone looks nice. Ein lecho bizui Shabbos yoyser mize. It's not the pshat. The prima godim understands that the heter is that the Kovet, the Chmashleme understands, the Kovet Shabbos will matter the Isu. He says in like Boimer, it's this Shabbos, the next Shabbos, a four Shabboses. Here is Chayin Shimon, there's only one Shabbos. Again, it's not if it's a Svara or not. The Teretz is Kovet Shabbos was a different problem, that if you take haircuts after Shabbos, it's a bizarre for Shabbos. So, b'meile, l'maise, l'gabi dis machlekes alein, Rebel Yashiv, and Reb Moshe Feinstein, both of them were not mekabel the prima godim, and they asked her to take a haircut Friday. Again, I'm speaking on people that their minig is to do shloishes yemei akbole, and not Rosh Chodesh. Reb Moshe and Reb Eliashiv, Reb Moshe is in a chiveres that came out in Torah chiveres base, Maisav Torah Voiroe, that he written for his yeshiva, and Reb Eliashiv, and then Shnas Tovshin Lamedhei. Tov Shin Lamed Hei was Rosh Chodesh Be'akbola was Sunday, and this Reb Chaim Kanievsky said the stipler said not to take a haircut Friday, but we'll see in the second day for different reasons. The Shmir Shabbos holds that Falozach of the Prima Godin. I'll explain to you soon the Tzirufim that we have. So Nochamol, so a person that normally shaves Rosh Chodesh in the second half, this tumul is not negate him. He shaves Rosh Chodesh. This year he goes out very good. He also has Rosh Chodesh, and maybe he also has Shloishes Yemei Hagbole lefi the Prima Godin. A person that normally doesn't trust Rosh Chodesh and he only starts in Shloishes Yemei Hagbole, he goes into Machlekes Rabbeinu Moshe Feinstein mit Rebbe Eliashiv Akeng in the Shmir Shabbos and the Prima Godin Akeng in Prichodesh. Yeah, if you have a heter to do it or not. So yesh al milis moich. Aber this is one shaila. Comes another shaila now. Everyone, even if he doesn't know Hilchei Sfiras Oimer, knows Hilchei Shabbos. And Hilchei Shabbos in Simen Reish Samach steht in Mishne Brure in Simen Sifkoten Zayin. Yesh mekoymois she'ein megalchim berosh chodesh. Afilu chal beyoim erev Shabbos koydesh. Ki chein tzivo Rab Yudah Achosi. Yesh mekoymois she'ein megalchim ואין נוטלים ציפורניים בראש חוידש, אפילו חל ביום ערב שבס קוידש, כי חיין ציבו רב יהודה החוסית. שרציון אז מציין מוגן עברו. אז הצבוע של רב יהודה החוסית, that you don't take haircuts. So the kasha is, so you're right that this Friday, it's not a problem, but we have ראש חוידש. בעצם, we have שולחן ערוך, that says you're allowed to shave ראש חוידש. אבל if you're מקפיד on רב יהודה החוסית, so ein chenami, you're allowed to take. If lama zogin numeli rosh chodesh already, it's ois sfira. Or shloish is meagbole by you, but you want to be same mechad the prima godim in the shmir Shabbos to take a haircut erev Shabbos. But we have a different problem. It's rosh chodesh, and you have tzavos Rav Yudah Achosi that you don't take a haircut. No, the world be'etzem asks a stira. If someone will not know hilchei Shabbos, he only learns Hilchei Sfiras Oimer. So as I mentioned, every time they look in the Mishneh Berurah that is Nagia to them. So they open. Oh, Shteit Rosh Chodesh Siv, and you're allowed to get take a haircut. Shteit if Rosh Chodesh Iyar Chal Be'erev Shabbos, you're allowed to take a haircut. The Mishneh Berurah here doesn't mention a word not to take a haircut from Rosh Chodesh. Whoops. Forgot about Rav Yudah Achosi. So it's a big shaila if Rabbi Yudah Achosi spoke on Erev Shabbos or Rabbi Yudah Achosi didn't speak on Erev Shabbos. If we say Rabbi Yudah Achosi didn't speak on Erev Shabbos, So Anders Zogan, a lot of Svarim, I started to bring down that list of Svarim that Rabbi Yehuda HaChosi never spoke. Chido says that Rabbi Yehuda HaChosi never spoke on Erev Shabbos. But the Mishneh Berurah, forget about Rabbi Yehuda HaChosi, spoke about Erev Shabbos or not. But the Mishneh Berurah in Hilchos Shabbos brings down Rabbi Yehuda HaChosi that you don't take a haircut Erev Shabbos. So, okay, me, people that don't have the meaning to be choshish to Rabbi Yehuda HaChosi, I'm not telling you now that you have to be marked on Rabbi Yehuda HaChosi. It's dangerous. The Chido says you could die. But say it. Again, you know, it's for sure more dangerous from not saying Nishmas. That's his claw, yeah? I know, when people are marking the old thing in your name, for sure have to be marking Rabbi Yehuda HaChosi also. But, as I say, the Chido brings down, Chmiras HaKantam Yisure. But, Lama Zogin, the Mishneh Berurah said not to take a haircut at Rabbi Yehuda HaChosi. So the Shaila is, this week you want to take a haircut Friday. But you have Rabbi Yehuda HaChosi. So Reb Moshe Feinstein wants to say, to answer the stira, that Mitzad Echot, this is what they say B'Shem Reb Moshe. Mitzad Echot, everyone knows, Rabbi Yehuda HaChosi says, you're not allowed to take a haircut. Mitzad Shein, Mishneh Berurah himself brings down here, the Rosh Chodesh Iyor is Chal, Friday Shabbos, you can take a haircut on Friday. What happened, Rabbi Yehuda HaChosi? Reb Moshe wants to say like this, that, it's totally a little bit in the poem Mishneh Berurah, that what we're marked in Rabbi Yehuda HaChosi is, Rabbi Yehuda HaChosi said not to take a haircut Rosh Chodesh. It's dangerous. Shabbos Kodesh. The Torah says you could take a haircut Yom Chamishi. We see in Takanas Ezra, Yom Chamishi, Mistaprim, Lekovet Shabbos. You're not mechuyev to take the haircut Friday. You could take the haircut Yom Chamishi, Lekovet Shabbos Kodesh, and you're Yoytze. But maybe the Tzavos, Rabbi Yehuda HaChosi is strong enough not to take a haircut Friday. But this week, Yom Chamishi, you can take a haircut. You couldn't shave today. Even tonight, you can't shave. So you don't have a eitzah. So in this week, avdem the Mishneh Berurah nishgizok Rabbi Yehuda HaChosi. Why? Oise mitzvah lo yoida dovara. Zok Rabbi Moshe. Oise mitzvah lo yoida dovara. We can't say because in Yonim not to do mitzvahs to cover Shabbos Kodesh. So nisht alu maskim. Reb Chaim Kanievsky said that he would keep Meikar Adin the first part of the Sfira, and it was Erev Shabbos was like this year, and the stipler told him not to take a haircut Friday because it's dangerous. Rabbi Yehuda HaChosi. So I say Lemaisa, people ask Lemaisa to take a haircut tomorrow or not. So I say like this: people that their minig is normally like Ba'omer, to makbid and shloshi semei akbole. There, I'm saying, I'm just speaking out loud. There, I think it's more kedai to be choshish to Reb Moshe and Reb Eliashiv. Why? First, Reb Moshe and Reb Eliashiv hold that there's no heta to start Friday. Then, you have Reb Yehuda HaChosi. So again, so I'll tell you, like maybe 10 people asked me today what to do. So everyone I gave a different sack. So then they met together, they didn't have what was going on. So I explained them. One guy told me, by us, we every time keep Rosh Chodesh. So no, Rabbi Yehuda HaChosi. Rabbi Moshe says, I answer and the steer of Rabbi Yehuda HaChosi. This guy, Bichlal, never heard, he doesn't know who is Rabbi Yehuda HaChosi even. Yeah, this Mishpacha, you know, he thought it was a Rebbe somewhere. Yeah. So the Mele, I told him, it's no Indian. If you don't have a minig to keep Rabbi Yehuda HaChosi, and your minig is Rosh Chodesh, the other guy told me, we are Makbish Loish the Makbole, and by us, Rabbi Yehuda HaChosi is Chomu B'yoysa. So you're right that he's Makbish Loish the Makbole, but he could use the Kule if the Prime Godim and Rav Neiber to start Friday this week against Rav Moshe and Rav Eliashiv. But first he's going against Rav Moshe and Rav Eliashiv, and then it's a tzad that he's stepping on Rabbi Yehuda HaChosi. So you're right, if he had different Rav Moshe, he's not stepping on Rabbi Yehuda HaChosi. Him I told him he's not allowed to shave. Someone keeps only Shloshi Me'akbole and he's Bichlal not Rabbi Yehuda HaChosi. And I see that he's Erzuch Nishkin Chumras. I told him he's allowed to shave. So I'm saying you have to know the Klolim. So the Paskin here, Midabisin Genoi, the Protim of Yeshite, but I'm saying it's Kedai to know Bichlal. This is the Tzuras Ainian. Now, as another Aloha Erev Shavuos, the Shulchan Aruch brings down that you're not allowed to be Mekis Dam Erev Shavuos. Gemara says, Zalocha, if a person needs to go, the Maisa, the Rav Ozna was a Maisa, a person had a Machle, they had to make an operation. Rav Ozna said not to make it in Erev Shavuos, is the issue of Shulchan Aruch to be make his dam Erev Shavuos. Why? It's a Gemara in Shabbos, and Dafkuf Nuntes, Zog the Gemara that Erev Shavuos Yotzo Sheid Ushmoy Tvoyach. Yoim Tvoyachu. Ve'omar, im atem mekabli mesatei remutov, ve'im lava ni tevayach. So maybe it's dangerous. If you make his dam, he could chapu around to you. Frag the Rashba in Tshuva. So this was in Matan Torah. Erev Matan Torah was a shade that is called Yoim Tvoyach. So what, we're making zecher to that not to be make his dam? So the Tshuva sa Rashba, mikan raye, that every year before Matan Torah, the shed comes out again. And he goes around the world and he says, "Im atem mekablim mesatei remutav v'im lav ani teveach." And he kills one by one. Ah, you see people walking, moving. He kills the kishroines, he kills the atzlocha, he kills the yetzer tov, he kills. Person is not mekabel oil teira and erev shvuos, he's teveach. And it's so dangerous that if he sees blood, he could kill you mamish. Till Ravoz de Paschal Alocha was a member of David Heksha, Zechon Livracha. He had you in a machlen, he said to make the operation, he said, the chances that he said it's the chances that the operation will not be matzliach. I mean, tvoyach will come. If they buy it, it's lemay sedik as he does tvoyach. The Ramos says in every erev yontif. Now, it's another minute the Mishnah Berurah brings down an erev shvuos to daven ma'ariv late. Why? The Mishnah Berurah says, because we want that it will be Sheva Shabbosos Tmimos Tiyeno, and we want to have full 49 days. So you have to know, the Shlo brings down, the Mokir is the Shlo, Mokir Avrom and the Shlo, that the Ikir is not to make Kiddush and not to eat before. That, and for sure not to make an early Shavuos. Tfile, the Shlo says, he doesn't see a Kpeideh. The minig in Gans Klal Yisrael was niskabel to daven Ma'ariv in the first day of Shavuos, to daven a late Ma'ariv, to have a Sheva Shabbosos Tmimos. Frag the Meforshim, if you have to have Sheva Shabbosos Tmimos, so Luchur on the first night, you have to count right in the beginning. Monafshach. If you don't count in the beginning, you don't have Sheva Shabbosos Tmimos. If you don't count Miyad in the beginning. The Mishnah Berurah himself says, "Lekatchila yisper kamo mukdom sheyochol." In Tov Peites, kamo sheyoisot tmimes. Oh, the Mefarshim explain that it's poshet for two reasons. First, you can't count right away in the beginning because you have to daven ma'ariv anyway. So it's anyway not tmimes in the beginning. So what is the difference? But it's more from that. You count the day; it doesn't make a difference when you're counting. What's enough kaminah? It starts in the minute that you count it. But Sheva Shabbos is Tmimus Tiyeno Ad Mimochas HaShabbos Tismuru Chavishim Yoim, and then you have Shavuos. If you start Shavuos before, so Shavuos has to start 49 days after Pesach. Full 49 days in the 50th day. If you mekabel Shavuos earlier, you don't have 49 days. It's not the gap. The meisah sphere is not the meisah sphere. The ma'ariv of Yontef, that is a ma'ariv of Yontef, noch nicht kein Yontef. So you may calculate the tmimis. But when you didn't count ayayim yom echot ba'oimer in the first day, it doesn't make that it's not a full day. They don't know. It's the shtei tmimis to count it from the beginning. Now, the meisah, the frumas have a problem. We spoke out a couple times. It's a bazundo shiur farzich that aber lemaise kach kibalnu mer b'chaim Kanievsky v'moid chshuvim that is the chiyuv of teis for Shabbos v'yontef. It's a mitzvah. We know that a person is mechuyuv lohisif min achol al hakodesh. It doesn't happen automatic. It doesn't happen b'meile. Maybe it also happens b'meile, but a person is mechuyuv before shkia to say hareini mekabel olay kedusha Shabbos, hareini mekabel olay kedusha yontef. If not, he's pushed every Shabbos mevatel a mitzvah's esse. She'll taste the Shabbos, the rise of the Rabbanon. So every person in the world is makbid to say it. And I don't know one frum choshev person that doesn't. No of us. If you say lechodoidi, so it's like Kabbalah Shabbos, yeah? But the oilam that don't say lechodoidi, the meaning is they come after lechodoidi, so they have to be makbid to say before that. V'kach kibalnu, as everyone does. novos. You have to makbid that after you mekabel Shabbos, you can't have a mincha anymore. A lot of times, you know, when in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei is the time that Shkiyah passes through. So, it's different shayles how to do it, different etzes, it's a bazundur shir. But we said that it's a din to be mekabel tois for Shabbos. So now we have a problem. Well, it's a din to mekabel tois for Shabbos. So what to do in Erev Shavuos? If you mekabel tois for Shavuos before the Hainu, Bez Hashem, this week, Yom Shlishi afternoon, is a Seder, Kabbalah Tzatera, you mekabel Shavuos. After Mincha, before Mincha you can't daven. You mekabel tois for Shavuos, so the Maisa, you're missing from the Tmimas. So we said, Lefidah Shlomi Iker Adin is not a problem, because we said the Iker is the eating and the Kiddush. But if you makpi that they have a Tisefes Tmimas, and you hold that if you put in Shavuos before, you're spoiling with the Tmimas. So what to do? So some frum people, fafrum, they say areini mekabel toisus meloche v'loy toisefes kedusha. Rav Shlomo Zalman is mechiach that this is what I do every Erev Shabbos. Some people do every Erev Shabbos that if you want to mekabel Shabbos early, some people are makbid to mekabel Shabbos. You know, mitzapim leShabbos kerebi Yeshu misad de boichalo. But you want to and the ma'aser the shul's daven mincha late. So you say, "Areini mekabel alay tois for Shabbos lemelocha v'loy lekedusha." So then, the tois Shabbos lemelocha is chal, but lekedusha it's not chal, and you could daven. This is when Zav Zalman answers all the Tehillah of David. They answer all the stirs in Mishnah Berurah. That is a musag if tois for Shabbos lemelocha v'loy lekedusha, and then you could daven. So they say, if you say lemelocha v'loy lekedusha, so the day doesn't stop, so you're not spoiling the tmimus. Shmuel Shabbos told me that this is a chumra yaseira. And the Iker of Psak is to tell everyone to do Mekabel Teisus Shavuos, to Mekayim the Mitzvah Teisus Shavuos, and not to play Tzach with the Mitzvah of Teisus Shavuos with the Inyan from Tmimes, to make better to be Mekel on the Inyan from Tmimes, and not to be over on the Aloche if Teisus Yontef. People that anyway don't do it every week, Chesne Shavuos is the Aloche. So I'm saying, Nochamon. Shlomo Zalman says Meloche and not Kedusha. I'm saying, Shmuel Shabbos says, "Bedaf nish kumen arayt zedizach, and you could be mekabel teisus shirantef, bedaf nish machnis." It's interesting that if you look in the Korban Sanul and Arve Psochim, mikoyach this kasha that is a stira, he's mechiach against this whole aloche. Now, as another shaila, why is Nut not? Why we keep 2 days shvuas? Nechutz laoratz, I'm speaking. Why they keep 2 days shvuas? What is the shaila? We know Shavuos is 49 days after the Omer. How it could be that they not count, or if count Misafek, we said last night, you can't count Misafek. But they're counting 49 days. When you finish the count 49 days, it's Shavuos. How they have a second day Shavuos? So the Rambam asks this kasha. And it's not only that, it's more than that. Even as Mabes HaMikdash ready, but they found out already. Zog the Rambam, the reason you have 2 days Shavuos is, it's Otu Shar Yomtev. Otu Shar Yomtev. What's in Afkimine? The Chasam Sefer came with a Chidush Otsum. Some of the Hungarish Rabbonim are very much machmer on this Chumre. That Yomtev Sheni of Shavuos is more Chomu from all of Yomtevs. All of the Yomtevs is Minag of Yisayim Beyodeyim. Be'etzem, today we don't have a Sofek. We know there's no Sfek in the Yomtev. It's less even from the Rabbanon. It's not a real Suffolk. It's not even Yontef Sheni with the Rabbanon. It's a Minig, because Amol, Bizman, Bizamidosh, they didn't know, so they keep it even so. So it has a lot of Kulis, Kvure, Vechul, a lot of Kulis. Shavuos is not Minig of Yisayim B'yodeim. It's Otu Shar Yontef. So the Chasam Sefer was Machmir on the second day of Shavuos much more. The long din taina doesn't make sense. It's otu shar yontef, but if shar yontef is man as a minig, so the otu of the minig, it's a minig for the minig. Chasam Sefer is not negia. In Chutz Laoretz, this was otu shar yontef. Now, when every yontef comes, we know what is the yontef. So by us today, it's only a minig. But the otu shar yontef stays meikar adin. That it's not a minig, it's mamish achiyuv. And a lot of people are making a Yontef Sheni when they come to Eretz Yisrael, but Tziruf, the ganze Zach is a minig. Vada yourself, you can't make Sazach and a minig. You have to, it's not even a drabbon, it's a minig. For sure, you have to be machmir on the minig of Gansel, Chas v'Sholem, not to be making in Chutzlars because of that. Oh, but it's Yesoide a minig. And second day Shavuos, the Chasam Sefer looked on it like a drabbonon, not like a minig. But the Lomdim Nish. So, another Zachna is Nagar to marry people. Again, as a machleg is when the ladies light the candles in Erev Shavuos. Some people, again, because the Tmimis, they told the ladies to light after Nacht. As there is the Luach Eretz Yisrael, you know, they have in the shuls and every beam, and they have a little Luach. Dear Rav Tukushinsky brings down a Lel Shavuos to light the candles after Nacht. Lemaise, the Welt Firtzach Nishta Zei, and Elanu Elamasha, a Welt Ose, and the Welt Lemaise, the ladies light in the normal times, Rizim Magdimim, not to change. Now, the minig of Klal Yisrael is to stay up the whole night to learn Torah. As is the minig. The Shlo brings down the Maise, everyone could see it in Shteluchas Abris, that they were up the whole night and the Shechina came. It was Havis Galu Shein Kedugmoso. And the Sfarim say that, you know, some people ask Alemol, you know, how much hours you already learn. If you will learn by day, you will learn more. But Chas v'Shalom to listen to this kind of tainus, come from Atos Ayetz, or these tainus. First, in the Shlosh state, it's Gracie and Yonim to learn this night. Second of all, people that make these Cheshbonis in the end, by day they eat and they sleep, you know, it's a Tutzach Gornish. But it's more from that. Lemaisa, I heard from Anoshim Gedoilim that the Inyan is to show Mesiris Nefesh Leteire, to show a Bezunder Mesiris Nefesh, to stay awake. And Sforim Mishabur brings down another reason that Rashi brings down. That Moshe had to wake everyone up to Kabbalah Satere, that Moshe took out Klal Yisrael, Kivyochel was a Tviya and them, that they went to sleep before Kabbalah Satere, how you could fall asleep, how you could sleep late in. And really Klal Yisrael, I'm attacking it, that they sit and learn the whole night. This is the reason that Be'etzem, the Inyan is to learn the whole night, and if you have Miyad to go after it, to learn, to daven, not to try to go back to sleep after it. But Avada, the Inyan is to learn the whole night, not to learn till 3 o'clock and then to go to the Kaisel. Yeah, I mean, to learn the whole night means to learn the whole night. Yeah, a person takes off pieces. I don't know if it's the Inyan to learn an hour in the night. The Inyan is to learn the whole night. People talking on Makpid, you know, they don't go to Sudas that take more from a little bit of time. The Inyan, you know, take Mamish a short Suda, half an hour. I think in Yeshiva they have Azachasol Sudas, and Miyad you can learn 5-6 hours. Yeah, a person has Atas Ayed, so he takes a Suda in the other side in Shtot. They eat for 5 hours, he walks back for 5 hours, and then he learns for 5 minutes and goes to the Kaisel to dance. Yeah? That's Nishkin Shavuos. Alamos state in Sforim that, and every Eli Kazach, the Yitzhahore knows to Chaparai. If a person thinks to Mekayim the Medrash, that is an Indian, even the Bezman Bis Amigdash is Chorev to go to Aliel and Regel, so first, Lemaisi, you have a Shlomo for 7 days, you can do it after Shavuos. And if you Machmir on the day himself, I think the Kaisel is open by day also. Daf Nishgay by Nacht. But Nacht of Zayn Fateir. Now the shaila is vos mit birkas hatere. So if a person was up the whole day and the whole night, in the morning he can't make birkas hatere, he has to listen for someone else. If there's no one to listen for him, he could be mechaven and ava rabba l'shem birkas hatere, and then after shmonesre to learn epis. If a person slept by day for half an hour in his bed, in the morning he could make birkas hatere on his own. He doesn't have to be yaitzev for someone else. Because it's a mimon of shach. Rambam says there's two reasons why you make a bracha every day. Either because every day is a new chiyuv, either because it's a hesach hadas. If it's because every day is a new chiyuv, so in the morning you can make another bracha. If it's because it's a hesach hadas, so mele, even if you go to sleep by day, half an hour al mitosi is a hesach hadas. Misofek, we don't do a bracha if we go to sleep by day. But if you slept by day Erev Shavuos, so then in the morning Mimon of Shach you can make. As they talk Shavuos Rav Kivei Eger, Mishtabur passing them Zla Aloche. Fort Klal Yisrael Machmirim Nei Machmirim. They try to find someone that slept to be moitzi them. And I heard once why. Be'etzim Rav Kivei Eger. So first Mikol Mokoyim we want to. Second of all, the day of Teire, Matan Teire, Birkas Teire. No, we want someone that is Mechuyev LeKol Adayas to be yoitzi to Machan Achumre from Birkas Teire. If you don't find someone, you can make. Now, what would be a lot of times it happens, a person wants to learn the whole night. A Maisa, the first hour he gets very tired. So he goes to sleep for an hour. He wakes up. So if he's planning to stay up now the whole night, make Birkas HaTorah and finish. What would it be if he went to sleep 9 o'clock till 10 o'clock, he's planning to learn till 2 o'clock, and then he's planning to go back to sleep. And to get up 8 o'clock. So again, he learned Erev Shavuos, he went to sleep for an hour, after the meal. He's learning now for 2 hours, and he's going to sleep again. So when he wakes up after the first time, he has to make Birkas HaTorah, because he slept an hour by night. But then when he wakes up tomorrow in the morning already, then he's waking up late. Then, so if you go over someone in shul in the morning to be mighty him, seder. If not, Shem Zalman says to have a das when he wakes up to make the Birkas HaTorah, to be mechaven to patter it only till he goes to sleep. He has a das when he makes the Birkas HaTorah. But as Shem Zalman says, every person could do it. Erev Shavuos. Sometimes a person doesn't sleep Erev Shavuos, and he doesn't know when to be mighty him. Shazama says when he wakes up in the morning, Erev Shavuos, Yom Shlishi in the morning, he made Birkas HaTorah, and he's mechaven that he's pattering the Birkas HaTorah till in the end of the night. Shazama, that it helps. So about his time not to do it. But B'chai Gavne, now all the other Birkas HaShachar, Elokai, Neshomo, the Birkas HaMavir Sheino, you have to hear from someone else. All of the other Birkas HaShachar, Be'etzim, you could do yourself. The minig is to be Yaitzim, one guy is Moitzi. But you have to know, this is only a minig Ba'alme. If the guy said it and you can't hear it, you could do it yourself. The only brachas that you can't do yourself is a Lekai Neshama and a Mavir Sheino. And if you don't have no one to be Moitzi, so you're Mechaven and Mechaya Meisim. Now, it's different minhogim, Legabi decorating the shuls. Shchanor brings down minig lishtoyach hasofim beveis haknesses ubabais zecher lesimchas matan tere shehoyu sham hasofim sovi bar sinai. Stam, I once heard a hezba making a zecher that, you know, was grass around. It's a given grass, no? I'm asking, was a midbar, as a desert, everything is sand, yellow sand. And here grass came out, a grace of Zach. Yeah, like even Mar Sinai, you know, we had mon, by night it was snowing mon, you know, Slav was, you know, hailing Slav, we have a Be'er of Miriam. So a bissel grass, me gemacht a zeichem. I saw more in Sfarim HaKadoshim that the Yesod of Torah was, Be'etzem was Kofa Alem Har Kegigis. Torah was Esh HaGdoilo. But Hashem was makpid that Mar Sinai will be covered with grass, that people will know that the Torah is Luli Tiros Choshashu Pekuda Hashem Yeshorim Mesam Mitzvah Hashem Boro Meir Asenayim Toiv Li Torah Spicho Zmiro Soyu Li Chukecho Chukecho Eshtah Shalo Eshkach Dvorecho. The Torah is Azai Zisa Torah Azai Gishmak Torah. This is the Torah. So B'Shas Har Sinai B'Shas the Kfir when Mekabel Ol Torah, Hashem gave grass. So Mele Klal Yisrael make a Zecher. It's nice. Hashem says, "Mitzad echod is kofu alem har kegigis," but the Torah is shein. So b'shas kabbalas haTorah, we makpid to make a zecher to that sheinkeit in kabbalas haTorah. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings down that is a minig also to put on trees, not only grass, trees. Zecher shebatzeres nidoinim al peiros ha'ilon. As says the Magen Avraham. Zog the Magen Avraham Mishne Brura ve'agro bitel aminek. The Goyen was mevatel this minek. That's the reason the Litvish places you don't see it. The Chassidish, I think you see it. However, the Litvish, you don't see it. She'achshav choyko akum lehamid ilon es b'yoyim choga. You know, in Kretzmach, Dalton, you see trees. V'melet, the Goyen was mevatel it. So, I heard from the Shmir Shabbos that is a Mesoiro, I think by the Yekes Be'iker, that the Goyen was only Mevatel the trees. Because the Maise and the Choge, they do trees. They don't do grass. The Maise, a lot of people also don't do grass. And in most of the Litvish places, the Maise, the Minig was this battle. But people want to do it, so I'm saying, they have to be able to do grass, but not trees. Now, there's another minig the Mishnah Berurah brings down, to eat ma'acholei cholov and shvuas. Why? Why do we eat ma'acholei cholov and shvuas? So the Ramah brings down, this is the people don't do this minig, and that day, this is Nagia Be'etzim to the Shiurim of Basar B'cholov, the first original minig started that people ate in the same meal milk, soft cheese, and flesh, yeah? Not hard cheese, because then they couldn't eat fleshiks after it. But they ate milchiks and fleshiks. As a aloche, that you're not allowed to use the same bread for milchiks to fleshiks. This time a aloche, I'm adding it to the shiurim of basa becholov, that if l'moshel you have bread on the table, and a fleshik a meal, even if the bread was left over, you can use this bread for a milchik a meal. You have to know, some people ask if it was in a separate basket and you were very makbid, chvesnish. You have to know the shiur. Why? We choishesh that people touched it with fleshik hands and a fleshik dripped on it. So for sure, if it's not in a special basket, and lemaise, avada, it's a problem. But if you run a yeshiva one day, you have to know, you can't collect the bread from the fleshik meal and, oh, it's clean, put it on the fleshik. Azeidas. Das is the halacha. You don't use. So, if a person will eat milchiks and fleshik in the same meal, he will have to have two breads. Zeichel l'shtei alechem. So this is the reason they ate milchiks, zok the Ramah. Like this, they had a zeichel l'shtei alechem. That's the meaning. Mishnah Berurah brings down another reason. Shenemar dvash v'cholov tachas l'shoinach. The Torah was nimshal to dvash v'cholov. Again, we see our klal Yisrael amakpid that to have zeicher to the mesikas. The Gemara says, "Hakol moedim ba'atzeres de be'ina nami lochem." In Kabbalah Sateir, we have to know the Teir is this. Another reason is because Klal Yisrael mekabel the Teir in Shavuos. All of the dishes were treif because lemaise they were not mitzvah and the shchita before, so everything was treifes. So lemaise they couldn't eat no fleshiks. There was no way to get fleshiks. Everything was treif. They couldn't kasher, especially if the Shabbos nitna teira, they couldn't even kasher, they couldn't even shechten. So b'mele, the only thing they could have ate was milchiks. You don't have to cook it, you just... So b'mele, they ate milchik and stuff. But the fleshik and stuff... And the Zorin, because Moshe Rabbeinu met the Maloche Ashores. And the Maloch HaShoras told him, why are we giving the Torah to you? So he told him, what do you mean? We're going to get a Torah that says not to eat Basar B'cholov. And you ate Basar B'cholov by Avraham Avinu. So B'mele, while we say we eat Basar B'cholov, we are makpid on Basar B'cholov, so we bring milchiks and we makpid. Not to mix. We eat the cheese, we wait 6 hours, we eat the flesh, we eat 6 hours. We show that we are makpid on all of these halachas. So this is the reason, if we will eat only fleshiks, we don't show that we makpid on basar b'cholov. So we bring milk and we start to be makpid. Now, the shaila is, some people, the ma'aser pidus taipla, are makpid to eat a fleshik and meal side by night and side by day. Ein simcha elo bebasar v'yayin. Just, they start, one of the meals, they start with milchiks and they make a hefsek. Or, they make kiddush on milchiks. Some people take you have one meal milchiks. I'm saying, if you don't have a minig, then you don't have a meserif in your house, the more richtig is to eat two fleshik meals and to eat all milchiks in the beginning and to wait a half an hour in between or to wash your mouth and eat something. You have to know exactly if it's in the same meal how to be makbid. Shabbos says maybe normally you have to makbid a half an hour. Here you don't have to have makbid a half an hour. Or to do it in a kiddush. If you have a minig, Avada, the minig be a soy, there will be better milchiks by night than fleshiks by day, because be'ikar simchas by day. You have to know the mitzvahs. If you're very hungry, yontif, you're not allowed, akul moedim ba'atzeres, de'vi inami lochem. But I'm saying, if some people have a minig, that by night they eat milchiks and by day they eat fleshiks. When you have such a minig, not to play with the minig, not to change it. Because yontif is a simcha, you know, every yontif we might read basar v'yayin. Now here is a minig of milk. So some people say it's a shein of minig. It doesn't take away from the chiyuv suda, basar v'yayin, in both sudas. Some people say the ikar chiyuv simchas alamol bayoyim. So I'm saying people have a minik to eat bruchik by day, a kosher a minik. But if people remember that in their house, alamol the minik was to eat bruchik by night, so when they try to find the sudas, again, I think shavuos you have to eat in yeshiva, but lo yitzur abocha, onus, istanis, v'chule v'chule, or he himself was running his house, if he had such a minik, not to chip. Or if his minik was taki, they never ate a milchik meal. So he thinks because his parents didn't like milchiks, yeah? But it could be that they were makbi to be yaitzit. Now, another zach that the machmirim are machmir. I know that there's a big tumul on it. It's not the time now, but just to know, the b'netere are makpid in the morning when you read Megillas Rus, b'shas the brochus on the Megillah to stand. Then when they read the Megillah, you could sit. You look and sure you see all the frum people, saying all the people that know aloche, stand b'shas the broche. The reason they stand is because birkas ha-mitzvahs. So b'meile, the brocha on the Megillah is in Eretz Yisrael, they do from the klaf. I think in Chusdo, it's not every place has a klaf. So there's no brocha so much. But in Eretz Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, everyone has a klaf, al pi de goen. And after we have a klaf, we make a mikro Megillah. So the minig is to be makbid, even an echo. You see the oilam ha-makbid to stand, b'shas the broche. Again, it's a lot of pikpukim, is a bazundo shmuz to speak about maybe a different time, if it's considered because a mitzvah or not, maybe it's only a zevi talmud Torah. But lemaise, the world is makbid to stand, and this is what I heard from G'dayle Yisrael, that they were makbid to stand. Is if a person learns Torah beretzifus, he's zeichet to mekabel Torah. Chazanish says, when a person learns an hour and stops an hour, Hareze oisef ruach hevel v'toyu. Person that doesn't learn beretzifus doesn't have a pesachayches to learning. The ma'alev aliyah b'teira is when a person learns teira beretzifus. Teira beretzifus. Say alamol the marshal. Person takes a kettle of water and he warms up the kettle for 5 minutes. He plugs it out, touches, it's not hot. He puts it in again, another 5 minutes, it's a gate niche. He pours out the water, goes to a different sink, puts it in 5 minutes, it's a gate niche. 5 minutes, a gate niche. So yeah, he'll put mineral water inside. Afshel Sufagate, tries 5 minutes, takes it out, it's a gate niche. He buys a different kettle, an American company, the Israeli, it's a Machnish Toys. Gets American kettle, again, starts the water, 5 minutes, gate niche. 5 minutes, a gate niche. Tries the mineral water. It changes the deer. Maybe the electricity here is nishta mahalach. Vaida doesn't go. The kids are like this man. He's for 3 years changing yeshivas, you know, trying to warm the kettle. After 3 years, you know, he's in a room. Comes a new roommate to the deer. He puts in the kettle, 10 minutes, and he has hot water. He tells the guy, tell me how you did it. So I put it for 10 minutes. He says, I'm trying for 3 years. Tells him, yeah, but you stopped in the middle. He says, okay, you know, forget about where I stopped. Put all my minutes together, I'm boiling it ready for a year and a half. Yeah, it sounds narish. If the same thing sounds narish when a guy says, you know, I learned 5 days, Friday, Shabbos, I take off. I learned, second Seder, I stopped. Seder! I went away for Shabbos, I went away for Friday, I went away for Shabbos. Oh, but Sachakul, I learned most of this month. Yeah? Why, dear, it doesn't feel like Yenim says, Sachakul, the water was boiling. It's a gomish. And the person sounds the same. He learns one yeshiva, it's a gate niche. He tries to warm it 5 minutes here, 5 minutes here. Doesn't it suit? When a person learns the Me'iri Zok, say, Alamol, a person wonders to himself. Say, no, Reb Chaim Kanievsky. What's the G'dayle Yisrael? So a person thinks, how smarter Reb Chaim is for me? Lamazong, 50 times smarter? Lamazong, say it. How much more Reb Chaim learns for me? Lamazong, I learn 12 hours, Reb Chaim learns 15 hours, 16 hours. 24 hours of Chaim is Lamazong, yeah? So he learns double for me. So altogether, Reb Chaim is smarter for me 100 times, yeah? 50 times two. So why Reb Chaim is a million times bigger than Talmud Chacham for me? What is the answer? Zogt Meiri Aposhta Teretz. Zogt Meiri in Mishlei, person doesn't chab, when you learn an hour and you learn 2 hours, it's nicht dasselbe. When you learn 1 hour, it's 1 hour. When you learn 2 hours, it doubles, it's already six. When you learn 3 hours, it's already 12. When you learn 4 hours, it's already 24. When you learn 5 hours, it's already 48. When you learn 6 hours, it's 96. And when you learn 7 hours, it's already 192. And if you learn 8 hours, you're already holding in 384. Yeah? This is the material. So, Omishtal too. If a person is learning 8 hours by Ratzifas, so a bocher learns 8 hours. He learns an hour, he takes a coffee. He learns an hour, he checks chumash, yeah? He learns an hour, he goes out, you know, just the fresh air. He learns an hour, you know, maybe his mother was calling him, he checks his phone. Yeah, he learns 8 hours, ganz fine. Reb Chaim already learned over almost 400 hours that day. It's one Seder. Then Reb Chaim has 2 hours, if it's two Seder, it's 800. So Reb Chaim comes to 800 hours a day. And this bocher is holding at 16. Yeah. But it doesn't stop in that. Reb Chaim doesn't have a hefsek by night. It's not Messiah Das. So the other day, he starts his morning, 1,000, after 2 hours, it's 2,000. And as beteva oilam, like when something falls, you know, and maths is alamol as in science, something falls, every time it doubles himself in, and the other end that knows the Metzias, as they get this in alamol. Everything that doubles himself in physics, it doubles exactly. That's the Metzias. Zog de Meiri, this is the mistake. People think alamol, what is the difference learning a little bit and learning a lot? The more that you learn, the retzifis that you learn is the andere limud. So we have a chomer lekabola sateir. At least the day of Erev Shavuos and Shavuos, the bocher takes on himself Erev Shavuos to wake up early, to make a seder of 6 hours, 8 till 2. He rests for 2-3 hours, and again he starts to learn Erev Shavuos. 2-3 hours before davening, davens, learns for an hour, and another 6 hours over the night. And then Shavuos afternoon, another 6 hours. He makes 3 sedorim of 6 hours. Wherever Shavuos he got, Lama Zogim to his madreges like this, he'll be holding in the end of Shavuos 800 times more. Person doesn't know. Let's push it. You think I'm telling you, you know, it's dvorim pshutim, yeah? Could make 8 hours, to make 10 hours, 12 hours. It's not hard, it's the easiest thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not asking us Kem Chayenu V'Arech Yomeinu Neufes Tzufim Toiv Li Teir Aspicha David HaMelech Zog Be'emes. It becomes so zis, just as a cover. You know, you have to take off the peel, because if it be zis, everyone will have the zis guy, everyone will learn Zinishkin Chochmeh. But if you start to learn, the Chaznish says, Chaznish is a famous ma'aseh letter that two Talmidei Chacham Bochrim, they were the most chashev bochrim in the yeshiva, they were standing on the roof, and they were shmuzing to each other, like, you know, I'm the most chashev in my yeshiva, you're the most chashev in your yeshiva. So Vishnu knows the whole thing is a game, right? You know, I'm the best and you're the best, and we know that it's a game. Yeah, piss about Kishan, you know, we'd raise, we listen to half a shir, we say it like this. And he was speaking, they didn't realize that Chaznish was standing downstairs. Chaznish heard it, he went up and he put the hands on them. And instead, they write it themselves. They were shocked. Chaznish told them, you don't understand what is Torah. You learn 1 hour, okay. 2 hours, okay. 3 hours. After the fourth hour, you start to gish the metikus ha-Torah. And the fifth hour, you gish azah cheshek, azah gishmak. And the sixth hour, you start to feel like Ruach HaKodesh. When the Chaznish was saying it, they realized that the Chaznish is mamish saying what he feels. And I'm telling you, Daphne Zayin HaChaznish. Daphne Zayin HaChaznish. Every person could feel it. Every person could feel it. Every bocher could feel it. Every bocher could feel it. But it only comes after a couple hours. So at least in the yom of the Kabbalah Sateire, when we tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if a bocher plans, what exactly he's planning to learn. And this is his plan, how he will have 6 hours or 8 hours. Machen good. The night before Shavuos, Lama Zogin, Monday night, he goes to sleep early. That he could wake up and he's not tired. And he learns 6-7 hours. He rests a little bit, another 8 hours. Against Shavuos. I'm telling you, you feel after Shavuos. Azam is lo yeumen ki yesuper. You have to believe David. Some people think after that the psukim and ishtemes. I hope no one like that is sitting here now. When David HaMelech says, "Toyvi teir aspicho me'alfei zohov v'chesed," When David the Melech says, Yekoroi mipninim. Bechukecho eshtasha. Lulei teroscho shashu yozavadati beoni. He doesn't mean it. Zmiro yisoyu lichukecho. David the Melech had alle oishach in the world. But answers dim yoynes. Sign up a course if you don't believe in the psukim. It's for who it means that David HaMelech could feel it. Every person could feel it. So Chof, as we gain the right kavona and the right achona to kavona satayre, Bezus Hashem will have siyata lishmaya.